21-7 since the All-Star break, and you're here in Atlanta. When you look back maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, you didn't think you'd be in this position. They're a lot closer than they were before.
Yeah, they are, and you know, we're playing great baseball, and they are as well. They've played great baseball all year, so we have to continue to be diligent about the small things. We got to throw strikes, get the ball over the plate, strike one. We have to grind out every at-bat and play solid defense, and I think we're ready to do that.
It's hot, but exceptionally hot today. So how do you work that with Zach Wheeler, the other players on the field? You've got to watch them a little bit.
Yeah, we have to make sure that they're hydrated going in. We have to keep an eye on them, make sure we communicate with them throughout. We've adjusted our pregame schedule a little bit to try and get the guys off the field as much as possible and still get their work in since we had an off day, which can be a challenge. But, you know, we feel like we're prepared, and we'll be diligent in making sure we check on these guys.
Zach has pitched great of late, the last three starts in particular, ever since he's come back from the shoulder fatigue. He hasn't walked people, and it's cut down on the traffic, and working out of the stretch, he's a little more comfortable doing that too, I think.
Yeah, that's the key for him, getting ahead and throwing strikes. You know, if you do that, you tend to control their power, and you tend to not walk guys. So he's done a great job of that since he's come back. That's what led to all the success last half of last year. He was just pounding the zone and getting ahead, and he's done that lately.
You were asked about Diaz a little while ago, and you need him to make it to the end. You can't do it without him. How do you work this now with Lugo and Diaz at the end of games?
Yeah, I think we just have to check availability and see what the situation is. You know, I'm comfortable with both of them. I have faith in both of them. There's going to be times where Seth gets to go out, pitch the eighth and the ninth. There's going to be times when Seth probably just gets the ninth if it happens that way, and then there's going to be days that Diaz does. So you know, we're going to count on both of them, and you're right, we need to get Diaz going to get to where we want to be at the end of the season and to get through the playoffs and when we get in there. So we're going to get him right, and we're going to try to be smart about it and win as many games as possible in the meantime.
Are you encouraged by what you've seen from Jeurys Familia?
I really am. He's done a great job of controlling the effort level, getting the ball over the plate a little bit more. Another guy that strike one is huge for him. You know, getting the ball over the plate and not walking guys, he's going to have success because he has nasty stuff, and he's done a great job of working on a plan that has put him in a position where he went out there his last couple times and has been pretty good.
You were talking too about Justin Wilson and how good he's been both sides of the plate for you.
Yeah, he really has. You know, he's got the ability to get righties and lefties out. We're going to continue to count on him to do that. You know, we trust him seventh, eighth, ninth, whatever, we're going to put him in there. And he continues to be a big weapon and is probably one of the reasons our bullpen has started performing. Ever since he's been back, they've been really good, and adding a guy like him tends to make it that way.
Anytime you face the Braves, Mickey, you have to worry about Freddie Freeman. He's the guy you don't want to have beat you. But Acuna and Albies are playing real well right now.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're very talented young players that can do damage. And that's three or four pretty good bats in the lineup that you have to be aware of. But when it comes down to it, it's Freddie Freeman that you just can't let beat you. And our starters and our relievers know that in a big situation. This guy, to me, is one of the best hitters in all of baseball and has been. Is a little underrated because of where he's at. But, man, can he hit.
Your catcher, Wilson Ramos, you want him to play. He's producing, obviously, in the lineup. You have to be careful with him in addition to, you know, with the heat and everything.
Yeah, we do. We're going to have to check on him. Catching in this kind of heat with that gear on, you know, it's going to make it 10, 15 degrees hotter. And he's squatting, getting up and down every pitch. So we have to be diligent about that. We have to make sure that he's in a good spot at all times. But we want him to play as much as possible. And we have to be safe about that.
You had a great road trip the last time. This is a little more difficult, degree of difficulty. Let's put it that way. How do you feel about it?
No, I feel good about it. You know, I think that we just go out and play our game, continue to pitch well, get the starters deep in the game, have the bullpen come in and throw strikes, and then grind out every at-bat. I think we're going to be just fine.
Good luck, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.